Among those I know, Victor rang. 6 p.m. Senses. And lots of... Ah! Today I had but the lightest of luncheons. A grilled pearl. One squeezed limone. Senza strofinaccio. Yipes! That's a corker! An 8-minute intimation with my pal Al. As you know, I rarely talk. Who is married to a chair. No more than 13 strawberries, deuce, and a heck of a lot of used air. Today she weighs the result of edible observation, a revenge at last of pardonable spirits, answered by vindicated example, exemplified by horrid adequacy, and 25 pines of plum stones. The gentle rain swooped playfully on my own dear shack. Reclining on me kitchen chaise, black with white paping, I perused the arbor opposite. O gentle tree, what secrets do those boughs contain? What life has passed your knotty bole, I seemed to think. I try to think. I think, I think. I sometimes try. Sometimes I think, I sit and wait. Sometimes I simply sit. I sit and think of what I wish. And if I taste or waste.
Dut, dut, dut. Well, here we are, in the world of it.
Get the picture?
Lance stood somewhere, considering his choice of chance. Took a rain check, and I look on, in wellies. Lance was a lonely coat and prone to move. His days had been numbered, though not always accountable. No, no, not by a long way. He knew the size of milk, but always bought in cartons. Two parents, 5 gerbils, 1 canary, and the odd scarf for the colder night. Lance grew older. He liked tom-toms, tragedy, tinned comforts, timed consequences, and two-toned, two-piece tailor-mades. Lance. A bit of a squeaky beaker when it came to taking El Chancellito. But I forget that there's few that know the incessant quirks of my little Tracy. Ensconced in a brandy glass on my gilt boudoir mantle. What a piece! What a fish! And Lance. What of Lance with his library subscription and geraniums, lilting subsidence and gravy dip, lamplit soliloquies and graveyard idiosyncrasies? Get the picture? Lance. Lost in mustard and macrame. Lance, looking for hope and Hawaiian wallpaper. Lance, dancing on his nose for the time being.
I don't do that to you, so why do you do that to me? As you know, I rarely...
Love's a brittle sort of thing. That's what I wear, that's why I wear what I do.
because I'm that sort of a person.
Experience has left me repeated, probably sitting on an aeroplane, making lists.
You are brave, little man. I like you.
Teeth and other emotions.
But what about my thorax and the distilled essence of my own thoughts?
Photos and other females. Her teeth parted, and from a considerable amount of height, I saw her try to forget it. They often leave me sighs and other gifts.
Vague and twitching with a cold desire, she smiled.
No, I may call you Hillary, mayn't I? The tufted ducks look more marvelous than ever. Darling, you might even be on holiday looking like that. Oh, lovely, lovely goldfish soup. Heck, darling, it just slipped out. But I am just at this moment leaving for a bus to Hounslow. To avoid the torment of social life. Iron madness. Discipline? Ketchup. A man with an obsession to kill, thinking of buying a camera, her distinctive style and warm personality caught the attention of unusual computers. There's something about the world we live in. Pulverized a jam jar, damn it, full of Friday on average. But how long will the people continue to discuss the weather with complete strangers, apparently placed at the foot of a very long table? Should I wait until someone speaks to me? Perhaps they've never known real love.
Taken from here to where it came, and taken to a place, and used in such a manner that it can only remain as a representation of what it was, where it came from. such a manner that it can only remain as a representation. Taken from here to where it came from, and taken to a place, and used in such a manner that it can only remain as a representation of what it was where it came from.
Supposing that the centripetal force is inversely proportional to the square of the distance of the places from the center, bum, it is required to define the spaces which a body falling directly describes in given times. Bum. Case 1. If the body does not fall perpendicularly, it will describe some conic section whose focus is placed in the center of force. Bum. Suppose that conic section to be ARBP and its focus S. Bum. And first, if the figure be an ellipse, bum, upon the greater axis thereof AB describe the semicircle ADB, bum, and let the right line DPC pass through the falling body, bum, making right angles with the axis, bum, and drawing DS, bum, PS, the area ASD, bum, will be proportional to the area ASP, bum, and therefore also to the time, bum, the axis AB, bum, still remaining the same, bum, let the breadth of the ellipse, bum, be continually diminished, bum, and the area ASD, bum, will always remain proportional to the time, bum. Suppose that breadth, bom, to be diminished ad infinitum, bom, and the orbit ARP, bom, in that case, bom, coinciding with the axis AB, bom, and the focus S, bom, with extreme point of the axis B, bom, the body will descend to the right line AC, bom, and the area ABD, bom, will become proportional to the time, bom. Therefore, the space AC, bom, will be given which the body describes, bom, in a given time, bom, by its perpendicular fall, bom, from the place A, bom, if the area ADP, bom, is taken proportional to the time, bom, from the point D, bom, the right line DC, bom, is let fall perpendicularly, bom, on the right line, bom, AB, bom, 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 bom. Case 2. If the figure RPB is an hyperbola on the same principal diameter, AB describe the rectangular hyperbola BED. And because there exist between the several areas and the heights CP and CD relations, CSP is to CSD as CBF is to P. And since the area SPFB varies as the time in which the body P will move through the arc PFB, the area SDEB will also vary as that time. Let the latest rectum of the hyperbolum RPB be diminished in infinitum, the transverse axis remaining the same.
Bum, 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 bum.
And the arc PB will come to coincide with the right line of CB, and the focus S with the vertex B, and the right line SD with the right line BD. And therefore, the area BDEB will vary as the time in which the body C, by its perpendicular descent, describes the line CBQEI. Case 3. And by the like argument, if the figure RPB is a parabola, and to the same principal vertex B, another parabola, BED is described, that may always remain given, while the former parabola, in whose perimeter the body P moves, by having its latest rectum diminished and reduced to nothing, comes to coincide. The parabolic segment BDEB will vary as the time in which the body P or C will descend to the center S or B, QEI. The things above found being supposed, I say, that the velocity of a falling body in any place C is to the velocity of a body describing a circle. At the distance BC, as the square root of the ratio of AC, the distance of the body from the remoter vertex A of the circle or rectangular hyperbola to 1/2 AB, the principal semi-diameter of the figure. Let AB, the common diameter of both figures RPB, DEB. And draw a right line PT that may touch the figure RPB in P, and likewise cut that common diameter AB, reduced if need be, in T. And let SY be perpendicular to this line, and BQ perpendicular to this diameter, and suppose the latest rectum of the figure RPB to be L. The distance SP as the square root of the ratio of the rectangle each other as the square root of the ratio CP squared AOSP over ACB. Moreover, by the properties of the conic sections, CO is to BO as BO is to TO. Thence, CO plus BO is to BO as BO plus TO is to TO. And CO is to BO as CB is to BT. From this, BO minus CO is to BO as BT.
Thank you.
Fingers music. Solo left. Solo right. Double. Chorus. Hello, Kevin Atherton speaking. When Audio Arts invited me to do a piece of work for this, their brand new 3-cassette issue containing 4 hours of original sound works by over 40 artists and accompanied by a 12-page, fully illustrated booklet available to you, the public, direct from Audio Arts, 6 Firewood Road, London, SW4, at the knockdown price of £9.99, and knowing that no art college, library or private collection should be without this issue, a primary artwork in itself, I of course replied to the invitation by saying, no. Instead, I said, I'll advertise it. Buy it. Now.
Don't touch that dial, because it's time now for the HP Dinner Show, the radio program scientifically designed to help you prepare, eat, and digest your dinner. And now, here they are, live at the mics, H.P.
Good evening, my friends, and thank you for welcoming us into your homes today. A lot of us have come to think of our radios as little icons perched up there on top of our refrigerators or under our stereos in the living room. And with good reason, because the radio is a little icon. A little physical embodiment of all that is good regarding science and technology. Yes, that's right. Now, I know when I say that radio is a symbol of all that is good, a lot of you out there will scoff. A lot of you think that we were better off in the olden days. You say that if it hadn't been for science and technology, we would be living an easier life. That all these aids to modern living have enslaved us to the 40-hour work week, to taxes, to enormous wars, and even to potential nuclear annihilation. The cavemen only worked a little bit. They worked maybe 8 hours a week, not 8 hours a day. And in more technical places like Japan, the people are working even harder than us. Well, I know this. I've heard this before. We've all heard it before. And that if progress continues in its tidal wave progression, we're going to be working even harder than we are now. And if we haven't blown ourselves from here to kingdom come, that is kaboom. That's one way of looking at it. That's one point of view. And there are some other points of view. Like you listeners out there who think how grand all this is, all this science and technology, while you play with your video games, while you play with your home computers, your robot chess games, drive around in your cars, wearing out the roads, driving over the pedestrians, poisoning the air for the cyclists on your comfortably padded seats. You rejoice in the technical expertise practiced by our distilleries. You think nothing of paying 50% taxes to the government on every bottle of rum, of vodka, brandy, gin, aquavit, rye, schlibovitz, ouzo, bourbon, Irish, and scotch. And if it doesn't mildly upset you, you forget about it soon enough. Praise be the spirit of the fruit. And if it doesn't mildly upset you, you forget about it soon enough with the help of the toasters, the help of the TV, and the Pop-Tarts powered by thermonuclear enriched uranium electrical generating plants. It's cheap. We live longer, there are weeds around the taxes, and the liquor is awful good, don't it taste good, hallelujah, thanks be to science and technology. Sure, I know this, and that's why I wanted to talk to each and every one of you today about the radio. Now, every one of you should search within your mind whether or not you believe in the mind theory. Open all the drawers up there within your old-fashioned skull bones that radio has written on them. Take out those files and have a deep, hard look. Because it's time now to listen to the radio. It's time now to listen to the radio that's been scientifically developed to help you to prepare, eat, and digest your dinner. It's time now for the HP Dinner Show.
HP,